Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We need to prosecute Anthony Fauci. If we don't, we have nothing. Here's Rand Paul explaining why.
For the first several months, and really for years, has tried to call anybody who believes that it came from the lab or looks at evidence that the virus came from this lab, calls them conspiracy theorists, downplays them, denigrates them. He promoted journal articles to downplay and say it wasn't possible, when all the while it looks like he knew it, Peter Daszak knew it, Ralph Baric at UNC knew it. He knew about it. He was part of the project. And yet he comes to the White House and says nothing about it. This would have warned us that this virus wasn't attempting to make a clumsy leap from animals to human, but was already pre-adapted and was going to be incredibly infectious to humans. That happens not typically with an animal virus. It happens with mutations that are forced in a lab.
And as you point out, Senator, every time Anthony Fauci has come before Congress, whether it be the House or the Senate, his line has always been the same, and it sounds like this.
I will repeat again, the NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Yet you say, and that was you questioning him there, as you have so many times, you say it's impossible that he didn't know about this?
Yeah, without question, they did fund gain-of-function research in Wuhan, so that's a lie. But also, we now know, and what we're revealing today, is that he knew about the specific project to put a furin cleavage site with Peter Daszak, Ralph Baric, and the Wuhan Institute to create a virus that was more infectious to humans. He knew about it because not only was his team being briefed about it, we now have documented evidence they were briefed. We also have documented evidence that they were partners in this. The actual original proposal with Wuhan involved the NIH and the Rocky Mountain Lab that is owned by NAID. So Fauci was intimately and an integral part of all of this, and yet he continues to get away with saying, I knew nothing. But we now have the documented evidence that his team was briefed and that they were actually an intimate part of the proposal to create a virus that looks like COVID-19.
You know, as you pointed out a moment ago, Senator, that anybody who talked about a lab leak theory in the early going of COVID was dismissed as a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist. But now we have an editor at NPR. He's been there for 25 years. His name is Yuri Berliner. Wrote a very long op-ed in the Free Press about all of the times when politics has interceded in the reporting of actual journalistic items. And this is what he said about coverage of the lab leak theory. He said, over the course of the pandemic, a number of investigative journalists made compelling, if not conclusive, cases for the lab leak. But at NPR, we weren't about to swivel or even tiptoe away from the insistence with which we backed the natural origin story. Politics were blotting out the curiosity and independence that ought to have been driving our work. What do you say when you hear that?
So disappointing. You know, the media is supposed to be equal opportunities of going after both parties, all ideas, all issues, looking for the truth. Look at the reporters that have uncovered this. Most of them, they'll tell you they came from the left. Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger. Mm-hmm. They'll say they're either moderate or Democrat or even from the left, and they had the honesty to do it. So there were some honest journalists that have gone after this story, but the institutional forces, and this is the real danger of letting the FBI and Homeland Security, letting them work together to persuade, cajole, and coerce media to do their bidding. The media needs to be independent of government, and I don't care whether it's right, left, or in between, what the direction is. You have to have an independent media that is critical. And during COVID, what we found is you had the media and the powers that be working collectively with the government and the FBI sitting down. Can you imagine if after our interview right now, the FBI called you up and wanted to sit down with you and said, well, part of the interview is good, but we want to remove this one question because we think that's disinformation. Nobody in broadcast TV would tolerate that, but that's what they were doing. They were sitting these people down and saying, we don't like that question, we don't like the way they answered it, and we want it struck in from the record, struck in from the public record. It's mortifying to think
right.
of this kind of
government. We're about to come back here. Benny Johnson is going to be, folks, this, it's just, this country is in such a dangerous state right now. Okay? The government weaponized against the people. mad scientists like Fauci creating viruses. I mean, starting wars all across the planet. I mean, my God.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
We're now joined by Benny Johnson. And Benny, I guess you broke some pretty big news on your show the other day. Alex was your guest talking about going after these corrupt institutions, specifically when we look at that video from Sound Investigations, trying to find out what the CIA or the FBI or other institutions were doing to, quite frankly, illegally go after Alex Jones, violating his civil rights, I would say, his right to free speech. But I guess maybe the lawyers will have to get involved with that. Now it's national news. You have congressmen like Troy Nels going out and responding, encouraging Alex to do that. And I just kind of want to say this generally and then get your response. You know, for years, we've kind of had to approach these things very delicately, like walking on eggshells or something. And we used to say, you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Well, now you're starting to see the majority of the iceberg here, folks. And I'll just tell you, you're still not seeing the whole thing. There's things I could come on and talk about right now, things that even happened in the last 24 hours that would just blow people's minds. But it's hard for people to understand just how bad it is. When these leftists decide they want to destroy you, they're like rabid hyenas. They don't have any process of thought. All it is seek, destroy, and eat. And that's all they do. There's no morals. There's no consciousness. It's just like a rabid hyena out there searching for raw meat in the desert. And once they've located their target, if it's Alex Jones, if it's InfoWars, they never, ever stop. But if they do, you know, get us down to a carcass, well, then they're just going to go after the next person. So Benny Johnson joins me now, the Benny Johnson Show, Benny Johnson on Twitter. I mean, when you hear this stuff, What goes through your mind as an American citizen to realize the danger that the average American is in with these weaponized institutions? There's no doubt about it now.
Yeah, right. So this is truly the greatest threat to democracy. That's sort of a trope that's being rolled out right now, right? It's a threat to democracy. Everything is a threat to democracy, right? If you don't follow the CIA on X, it's a threat to democracy, okay? If you don't order the soy latte, it's a threat to democracy. If you eat meat, it's a threat to democracy. But what is actually a legitimate threat to democracy? I mean, really, take a step back and ask that. Alex Jones is a journalist, fully protected by the First Amendment, and you have a CIA agent on camera bragging about how he, in the capacity of an FBI role that he had previously, was able to nudge and wink in order to destroy and I quote, chop his legs off so that he'd go bankrupt, saying that they got what they wanted. Tucker Carlson's on a list. If you don't have a First Amendment, then you have no other preceding amendments. So is this a democracy? Like, what is the threat to democracy? Moments ago, Owen, on my show, we had Representative Anna Paulina Luna talking about FISA. And she just told me, we actually have sent the clips to your producer. Maybe we can get them up. She just told me that the intelligence community spies regularly on members of Congress. And that she knows for a fact that FISA is used, and the loopholes are used in FISA to go after sitting members of Congress, specifically Republicans, If they use the term shall not be infringed, which is something that she said on our program, then they will use FISA to actually spy on the first branch of government.
So citing citing our law, citing the Constitution, citing the Bill of Rights is now worthy of being spied on.
Yes. Yes. My producers are in touch with your producers. Maybe we'll be able to get the clip. We're just getting the clips up because our show just wrapped a few moments ago. And so the sitting member of Congress who's privy to these briefings is saying, and she made such a great point. She says that the intel community comes in, sets up a skiff, sets up a secure little, it's called the House of Horrors, right? I've had multiple members of Congress coming in talking to me about FISA, and they want so badly to be able to turn the tools of espionage on the American people. They wish to destroy our Fourth Amendment, obviously our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, and they want to be able to spy on all of us without a warrant, right? And this is kind of a unifying issue. There are people on the left and people on the right that all see very clearly on this issue and how wrong it is and how legal it is. And it seems like something that could totally unify us. Now, in order to move members of Congress, they set up these skiffs and they say there's going to be a terrorist attack or there's going to be something horrible that happens if you don't allow us to warrantless spy on every American we want to spy on, including Donald Trump and Republicans and members of Congress. Well, get a load of this. I asked the question, have they ever set up a skiff in order to brief you on the dangers of terrorists coming across the border? Like, here's a question. Has anybody from DHS, CIA, FBI ever set up a skiff on Congress, in Congress, to say, here are the number of terrorists that we've just let into the country? And the answer to that is no. They haven't done that. Because these aren't serious people. They're not serious about defending the nation. They're serious about being able to weaponize the awesome power of the intelligence agencies to spy on their political enemies, which they've proven with Donald Trump. They've proven with Alex Jones. They just admitted to doing the Tucker. And now a member of Congress, Ana Paulina Luna from Florida, said they spy on her and members of Congress.
Well, and let's just reflect on the Gavin Oblinus video there, Opinus Oblinus. Let's just reflect on some of the things he said, because I would probably even lean a little more conservative and say this guy's just a blowhard. He probably's never been in the back of a surveillance van. He probably, the only access he gets to classified materials is when he's desk jockeying it or transcribing it or just engaging in hearsay. But the truth is, we need to know. We need to know. He needs to testify before Congress under oath. It's about time. All these people in the O'Keefe videos and the Project Veritas videos, the Sound Investigations videos, they should all be testifying under oath, and yet nobody ever subpoenas them. But here's what's important. When he says things like the FBI can basically start a rally that they can turn into a riot. Well, is that what they did on January 6th? He says that they can put anyone in jail with a quote-unquote nudge. That's not new terminology. We've heard about nudges for a long time. They've been using nudges to get intel or to put people in compromising situations. He says that they're looking at Alex's followers. So what? If you go to Infowars.com or you watch the Benny Johnson show, what, now the government spies on you is what he's insinuating there? Is the government encouraging lawsuits? I want to not go too deep into this right now, but let me just say, we have even more, should I say, suspicions or dare I even say evidence that, I mean, there's patterns of behavior that would lead me to believe that there's a source for all of this stuff, right? I mean, this just doesn't happen organically with some of the patterns that we're recognizing. I want to be careful talking about this for obvious reasons right now. But, okay, does the government encourage lawsuits? Do they nudge people into lawsuits? So these are the things that need to be asked. These are the questions that need to be answered under oath. These are the things we need to get to the bottom of. Now, when it comes to what Paulina breaks on your show, what's incredible about this too, Benny, is they have how many different ways to spy on us? Now they say they want to spy on us to stop the fentanyl epidemic. Well, we know where the fentanyl comes from. Everybody knows where the fentanyl comes from. It comes from the southern border. It's not coming from the average American making a phone call. So what did Ana Paulina get in anything? Because they just reauthorized the FBI to spy domestically on individuals within 3 degrees of separation from a
from an interesting person, let's just say. So, like, if the FBI is spying on me for whatever reason, well, now they can spy on anybody I contact. So they can spy on my family and friends, and then they can spy on anybody within one degree of separation from them, so their family and friends, and then one degree of separation from them. And basically, it's the rule of 6 degrees of separation. I'm in touch with any human on the earth within the 6 degree of separation rule. So with these things, they basically say we can spy on anybody all the time. And now we're learning it's even dirtier that they're targeting members of Congress.
That's what a member of Congress just told me. And also, that's what I can't believe she said on the record, but it's what multiple other members of Congress have told us before on and off the record. The background on the SPICA stuff is extremely, extremely dark. And the real battle here is ultimately over warrants. I think that I would totally agree with the idea that if there is a terrorist who's in this country, let's remove how he got into the country. And that's an important question. So let's set that aside. If there's a terrorist in the country wanting to do something horrible, or some MS-13 gang member wanting to do something horrible, and you get a warrant to say this person's a member of whatever, ISIS, then I'm in favor of that, actually. Like, get your warrant. Like, cops, go get your warrants. Nobody's arguing that issue here. And so that's the ultimate question here. They're fighting the fact that they have to get a warrant.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Republican, if you're conservative, if you say the words shall not be infringed, if you believe in the Constitution, that you're likely a domestic terrorist.
We know for a fact that our friend and ally Tucker Carlson on this issue has been spied on. That's demonstrably true. They have the documents to prove it. The NSA has admitted it. And they were spying on Tucker Carlson to curtail his journalism. And why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they turn that on members of Congress? How naive is Congress?
Are they compromised?
I don't understand. I just don't understand. Like, why would you allow this to happen? You're the first article of the Constitution. You're in charge of these people.
You know, I think it's interesting because, again, you've seen that ever since we passed, or ever not we, but ever since they passed the Patriot Act, ultimately what ended up happening is there's been this massive expansion of their surveillance state, and it even goes back into, you know, Kennedy's era. But the fact is that you are right. We're supposed to be serving as a check and balance, and it's interesting because you have the intelligence community, you have the chairman, Turner, who I typically don't have issues with, but he goes on television and says that, you know, somehow the GOP has been infected by Russian propagandists, which is insane, because now if you don't support Ukraine or you don't support a foreign intervention, of which we should have nothing to do with, somehow you are now an agent of that country, which is absolutely absurd. So I think that, you know, we as a conference are having an identity crisis. You're seeing a lot of people that are retiring and leaving because they just don't want to deal with it, which is, I would say, actually a great opportunity for red-blooded Americans to get elected. And you're seeing President Trump is winning in a lot of these elections moving forward. So I'm hopeful for the next Congress that we hold it, but that we also have a change in the ideologies here that exist in Washington, D.C.
So you get two big breaking news stories on your show this week. Congratulations, Benny. But let's focus on what she just said there, because that to me, this is the future. This is the debate. This is where Republicans need to be looking 2024 and beyond. Let's say we do have massive victories here. The entire brand, the entire ideology, as she says it, of a Republican in Congress needs to represent the new change of the ideology in the Republican voter. We're sick of the corruption. We're sick of hearing a bunch of things and nothing getting done. And I think Ana Paulina Luna represents that side of things. You know, your Marjorie Taylor Greens, your Matt Gaetz. Mitch McConnell trying to sabotage it right now by yanking the chain of Mike Johnson. But so just address that for me. You know, I kind of like to refer to it as the new right. You know, we expect results. We don't want to just hear our congressmen and women complaining about things. We want them to actually do something about it. This is just one of the new right's ideologies as I see it.
Yeah. Why does everything just get rubber stamped? I don't understand it. For the life of me, I can't figure it out. What are we scared of? This is certainly not what Democrats would do, right? Like when Democrats face a loss, they let's say, take 2016. When Democrats face a loss, they legitimately break every rule, every institution, rage and seethe and march and protest and rip every piece of bark off the tree, as you said, like a hyena. Not sure if that was a crack at Kamala Harris or not. Could see and hear the resemblance there, but either way, to get their result. And they end up getting those results. They break the rules, not saying that we should break the rules, but they actually lay a gauntlet down. And then they are able to deliver for their base. And this happens all the time, and they do it through balkanization and through a united approach to governance. And this is something that continually happens when you talk with members of Congress, and then when you talk with people that are particularly smart. Ted Cruz is the person who told me this over dinner. Ted Cruz goes, so I say, why were Republicans such simps during a time when we had unified control of government, president, House, Senate? That really we could do anything we wanted in 2017, 2018. We could do anything we wanted. And we could nuke, you know, they nuked the filibuster. You could have gotten it all done. And Ted Cruz tells me, we've lost the will to power. We've lost we've forgotten how to govern. Forgotten how to govern, I think, was almost exactly what he said. We forgot what it's like to actually wield power and to deliver for our base. And to do that, of course, you have to will these things. You would have to will the border wall, right, into action. It would have had to have been done. And we're just too easily cowled. We're too easily, like, gimp suited and ball gag put in the mouth and gimp walked through the city like Mitch McConnell gets every single day by Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. And it's truly embarrassing. And I think that this is, I guess, the turning here is you finally have a party that is beginning to reflect the base, the Republican Party. You finally are getting members of Congress like Luna. And many others, actually, it's quite encouraging, who are younger, who really feel that energy of the grassroots, and who are willing to stand in the gap. In one capacity, it's very inspirational. In another capacity, it can't happen soon enough.
Well, I like the way you said that. The analogy, we've lost the will, or it's like the analogy that I used would be, I use a weightlifting analogy. It's like if I step up to the squat rack and let's say, you know, there's 200 pounds or whatever on there and I'm like, oh boy, I don't know if I can squat that. I'm too scared. I'm just not going to try. Or you get up there, you try it and you do it once and you re-rack it and you say, whoa, I can squat this. Then you do it twice. Then you do it three times. Then you do it four times. Then you do it five times. Then you do it 250 pounds. It's like that's the will. It's like the will to step up and do it and then realize, wait, it can be done. It's like that's where, it's like we're one step away. We just have to do it once. It's like just do it once. Know you can do it, and then everything else follows from there.
There was nothing stopping anyone from building a border wall on day one. There was nothing stopping Republicans from mandating voter ID nationally. Nothing. Nothing. And single day voting nationally. Could have done it in 2017, first act of Congress. H.R. 1 could have been that. Right? Mandatory government voter ID, build the wall, and deportations. Like, consider that. A balanced budget amendment. Like, it all could have been done in that time. Of course, the defunding of Obamacare, something that was a major campaign promise. But that is a perfect example, of course, as we all remember John McCain, that's a perfect example of how the Republican Party works. As you get these hooks in you, if you spend too much time there, there's this great member of Congress, his name is Tim Burchett, and it's such an honor to be able to go on programs like yours, obviously, and to be able to speak and to have programs like ours where these members of Congress come on and you're able to really talk with them. And man, Tim Burchett, he's this like no nonsense man from Tennessee at Knoxville area. And he says, dude, the intel agencies, they got their hooks into every chairman, every person with any power, Democrat and Republican. And if you don't, clip went pretty viral. He says, if you don't play along, you'll wake up naked, which is the way that he says it, next to a strange woman with bottles of booze and drugs in a hotel room, and you'll wonder what happened.
And your rear end hurts like after a Diddy party. Yeah, and Marjorie yeah. Taylor Greene basically said the same thing. She says, is Mike Johnson blackmailed? What the hell is going on here?
This is what members of Congress say. So, like, people come for me. These are what the members of Congress are saying on our show. Like, imagine what they don't say.
Yeah,
like when the cameras aren't
true.
On, right?
Oh, man.
These are what they're
willing
to say publicly.
Benny, things are going to get crazy with the next 200 and some odd days till the election. I look forward to seeing your coverage as well. Benny Johnson, no relation to Mike Johnson, but probably could make a mean doppelganger for Matthew McConaughey if he was forced to do that. Hey, thank you for joining us, Benny. Great job on your show. Congratulations on two big news stories this week.
Way taller than Mike Johnson. Yeah, would not be able to be the body double there. Yeah.
All right, good stuff from Benny. Sometimes we can have fun too. All right. Man, oh man. When we come back, we got another great guest coming up. We're going to talk about the Julian Assange issue with the Aussie Cossack. Don't go anywhere.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're now joined by Semyon Boykov, also known as the Aussie Cossack. And I want to discuss the latest news in the Julian Assange story with him today. And, of course, Biden is, I suppose, whether you believe what he says or not, at least flirting with the idea of pardoning Assange or providing him with some form of relief, whatever he can. And I would just say, you know, the Biden administration is so desperate right now for any political points that maybe they are weighing that. I guess that'd be a kind of end around way to finally have justice for Julian Assange. But Simeon joins me now. What is the latest in the Julian Assange saga? I've heard a bunch of news. We're talking about new incarcerations. We're talking about potential expedition, potential pardons. What is the latest?
Look, Assange has been on the top of the Australian agenda for the last months, increasingly, and years. And you wouldn't find any Australians who would be opposed to his release. And the pressure from the Australian general population on the Australian government to demand his release is quite significant. I mean, we know Biden was supposed to come to Australia for a Quad meeting. He didn't, for whatever reason. There was going to be a heavy protest against the US president if he did visit Australia at that time. And now he refused to visit. He probably won't visit Australia at all. Albanese, the Australian Prime Minister, has recently come back from a trip to America where he did make those demands. The Australian Parliament, various senators and parliamentarians have made requests to the US government to release Julian Assange. And just recently, we've seen in the last few days, Biden answering questions of US reporters, saying that he's considering the Australian request to release Assange. Now, the thing is with Biden, we're not sure if this is just Biden fobbing off a response, because we know that anything that Biden says can't be taken seriously. He doesn't know what time of day it is. He doesn't know whether it's coming or going. And I'm sure his response to that question by a journalist was not very thought through. There is activity on the diplomatic front of possible talk of prisoner exchanges. Question is, which country would take Assange in? There's only one country which can take him in, and that's Australia. The Australian government talks a lot about Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter, who is currently incarcerated in Russia on suspicion of espionage. And they're fighting for his release, but unfortunately the Australian political elite are not fighting as hard for Julian Assange as they should be. He is only an Australian citizen. Australia is a key US ally in the AUKUS pact, which potentially could be widened to include Japan, JAUKUS, or JOCUS, as the Australian population calls it. Therefore, the Americans need, the American elite, the American globalists, need Australia on board, the Australian government on board. It's a time where Julian Assange needs to be released. The world would be a better place if he was free. And we, as Australians in Australia, we're looking forward to Julian Assange's release. We hope it'll be that key moment in history where the global truth movement starts making very solid headway and gains in the global struggle against good and evil. I'm sure Assange could be very easily voted in as the Australian Prime Minister. Should he be released, he would be instantly very popular. And that's why they're delaying their release of the Assange. And unfortunately, Assange's health is on the line. I'm incarcerated myself. And 487 days within the Russian consulate, nowhere near the thousands of days that Assange has spent incarcerated, but certainly there are some comparisons. And after a certain amount of time of being incarcerated like that, the mental health factor really starts to get to him, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to psych him out, and it would be a terrible thing for the whole world. It would be on our conscience, all of us, all 7 billion people on the planet, on our conscience if Assange was to die in custody. So we do need to up the pressure and really force the US government and the Biden administration to act right now and release Assange. Simple as that.
Well, I'll tell you, that's promising and heartwarming to hear the support that Assange has in Australia. You know, it's hard for us to get a read on that. I wouldn't have known much about that without you saying that. I'd like you to expand on that. What's interesting, though, is here in America, you know, when WikiLeaks was exposing what most of the public views as war crimes or lies from our Bush administration to get us into these wars and entanglements in the Middle East, Assange was a hero to the left. They kind of looked at him as a liberal leftist hero at that time. Then when Assange just continued to do the work that he does and was starting to expose things from inside the Obama administration and the Clinton State Department, all of a sudden now the left hated Julian Assange. Now I'm talking about in America. And so it's amazing to kind of watch that dynamic play out. But it sounds that the support for Julian Assange in Australia has remained consistent. I mean, for you to say that he could become the prime minister, I mean, that must mean the support for Assange is huge. How is this reflected?
Well, there are very few things that everybody will agree on when we talk about the political spectrum in Australia of the left and the right. The freedom of Julian Assange is one issue which everybody seems to agree on now. The lefties, including the extreme left, they are some of Assange's biggest supporters in Australia. And they're very active at the moment, marching in pro-Palestinian rallies and so forth. You've got the right, who have always been traditionally also staunch in defending Assange as an Australian. But in my observations, in Australia at the moment, there are no significant political forces left which support the further incarceration and punishment of Julian Assange. Even the Prime Minister, as shonky and as dodgy and as bodgy as he is, even he is saying that enough is enough and we should free Assange. The problem is, we are all Assange. And when Assange is incarcerated, it's a reflection of our own freedom in the whole world. And that's why his issue of his freedom is such an important, contentious issue for humanity, especially for Australia, but also the whole world, because this is where we need to make a stand. All Assange did wrong was tell the truth, as simple as that. And, I mean, it would save the Biden administration, but one of the few things that Biden could promise or do to try to save his presidency. Now, it'll be interesting how that plays out as a pre-election theme. Will the Biden administration release Assange before the U.S. election, or will it be a promise of the incoming future U.S. president, whoever that may be, and most likely, of course, that'll be Trump?
Well, that's great foresight there. And in fact, if I was Trump, so if I'm thinking about this from raw political strategy, the Biden administration is desperate for a win. They need it badly. And they may view the release of Assange as a potential for a desperate win. Now, the measurements might be a little more microscopic than we realize, because, again, the American left kind of turned against Julian Assange in 2016 and 2017 because of the exposure of the Obama administration, the DNC, and the Clinton State Department. And I also wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden comes out and makes a statement, maybe off his script, in support of a potential pardon of Assange, and then he gets a buzz on the phone from Hillary Clinton saying, you better not pardon that son of a bitch, Joe, or we'll destroy your political career, whatever's left of it, I suppose. So there's definitely going to be some tug of war going on. And so I guess the strategy for the Biden administration, my guess, would be to really just tease this, to try to gain as much momentum as possible, maybe kind of just test the water of what an Assange release or an Assange pardon might do for him politically. But it's likely that they wouldn't make a move on that, depending on what they view would be positive for them, until closer to the election day. I would guess they wouldn't want to do anything too soon, because it's too far out from the election if they're looking for a desperate win. Now, on the other side, I think what you just thought of there is actually genius. Donald Trump could come out and say, I promise to pardon Julian Assange if I become the next president. Boom. He rips that potential victory out of the Biden administration. He takes the wind out of the sails of that potential political move from the Biden administration. And to me, it will win a lot of support with Trump from the libertarians that support Julian Assange, but maybe are kind of sick of Donald Trump for other reasons. So that would be a really...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Parliament actually officially passed a motion, a parliamentary motion in February, calling for the release of Mr. Assange. And it's only up to the Australian government to make these claims. I mean, the Russian government can't defend Assange because Assange is not a Russian. Although if he was a Russian, like Edward Snowden, he became a Russian citizen, I think Assange would have been much better off. Unfortunately, the Australian government is showing real weakness in front of the USA. And it's towing the line, really, to the deep state as well. So the Australian Prime Minister has reacted already to Biden's words about considering Assange's release, saying in a statement on behalf of the Australian government that Biden's words were, I quote, encouraging. Mr. Albanese, the Australian Prime Minister, has said, "We have raised on behalf of Mr. Assange, Australia's national interest, that enough is enough, that this needs to be brought to a conclusion." And according to the Australian Prime Minister, he's raised it at every level of government possible. So the Australian government's position is that there's nothing more to be gained by Mr. Assange's continued incarceration. And they are making somewhat of a feeble effort. But if Australia was really serious, they would say no more weapons, no more funding, no more AUKUS payments, no $365 billion for the US AUKUS submarine deal, no sending of weapons to Ukraine, nothing until Assange is home. And that's what the Australian government has on the United States. It has that leverage because Australia being a non-NATO U.S. partner, it has some bearing internationally, not much, of course, and whatever international military help or support or aid that it sends to countries, for example, like Ukraine on behalf of its so-called obligations to the U.S. Deep state, well, it can stop doing that. It can simply just say, we're not supporting, we're not helping, we're not voting with you at the UN until you release Assange. Now, the Australian government has not done that, and all we can see so far is more lip service and more excuses from Australia's weak Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese.
Now, Assange's health. We've heard some stories about poor health and you know, maybe some mistreatment in there. What do we know about his health right now?
We know that this week it marks 5 years of incarceration for Mr. Assange in London's Belmarsh prison. Before that, he spent a whole 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he was dragged out and arrested in 2019. Look, being locked inside a building for such a long time, Assange has lost the best years of his life, and it's for mental health, it's not good. And there is a risk of Assange having serious health complications. There's a lack of vitamin D. He's kept in a constant state of stress and a lack of freedom. It's obvious that his health has been impacted. He's been robbed, and his health has been robbed just for telling the truth. Now, being locked away for such a long period of time can be detrimental. It is detrimental. And his children, his wife, his father, his brother, his father, John Shipton, who's a very honorable man, and he's in contact with me sometimes, he says that the greatest problem is that Julian may not survive. And that will be a very serious black mark on the U.S. regime, and whichever regime. Like, who wants to have that on their hands? Which is why Biden, before Biden goes to the polls, he should do this, if he's serious. I mean, if Biden wants to make an election promise, he doesn't need to promise it. He can do it now, before the U.S. elections, in the next few months. And that's where, if this issue becomes an election issue, and I implore all of our colleagues in the United States, and thank you to InfoWars for spearheading this attack. This should be pressured in a way where it becomes an election issue, a U.S. federal election issue, the Assange factor. Whichever candidate embraces this factor. Again, if it's Biden, he doesn't have to promise. He can do it now. If it's Trump, Trump can promise, and he can do it the first day he enters office, amongst other things that he's promised, including settling the Ukraine conflict.
Yep.
And stopping Zelensky and stopping these Nazis in Ukraine from killing off the rest of the Ukrainian population. So it's going to be an interesting period coming up, and we'll keep an eye out on this story for Assange. But we really have to underscore and underline the humanitarian factor. As I mentioned previously, I've been myself holed up in an Assange-style scenario inside the Russian consulate building with diplomatic asylum that was granted to me from the Russian government. But I was born in Australia as an Australian citizen. But luckily for me, I've got Russian heritage. The Russian government has given me a Russian passport by presidential decree. And they have said that we will not surrender you or give you over to the Australian authorities. It's almost 500 days that I've been holed up. Sounds like a long time, but compared to Assange, who has been years and years and years locked away, it's a drop in the ocean. But I certainly can, in some capacity, relate to what Julian must be going through now. The call is to free Assange and for our friends in the United States. Make this an election issue. Pressure the U.S. presidential candidates and constantly question them. What is their stance on Assange? And we don't need even a stance. We don't need a view. We don't need commentary. We need action. Immediate release. There's no reason why Assange couldn't be released right now via presidential pardon from Biden. In fact, Biden probably saved himself. His ratings will definitely go up. He would have many people in his voter base who would respect him for releasing Assange, and he'd get recognition internationally. The more Biden and the United States show their inaction on the Assange question, the more they simply empower other governments around the world who seem to care about Assange. For example, the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Maria Zakharova, is often commenting on Assange. Why? He's not even Russian, because it's the right thing to do. And this is where you either claim it or you lose it. And if Biden wants to claim it, he's got one chance. And he's got to start doing it right now within the last few months that remain before the U.S. election. Otherwise, his opponents would take full advantage of this. Personally, and I think Julian's family will agree with this, and Julian himself would agree with this, that it doesn't matter which U.S. president makes the move. We know that it's coming. It's around the corner. We just need it done. Somebody needs to man up, take responsibility, and make the presidential order to simply pardon Assange and free him with free passage back to Australia to his family. Simple as that.
You know, I don't think it's a coincidence that all of this starts happening to Julian Assange after he exposes the DNC and Hillary Clinton specifically. You know, when he was exposing the Bush administration, it was all good. But then he exposes the DNC and Hillary Clinton, all of a sudden, history writes itself, and the rest is now history. And so, you know, your story is incredible as well. And I was about to say, hey, people can follow you on YouTube at the Aussie Cossack. Well, you've been banned there. Okay, so you've been banned there. So where can people follow your work and keep updated on this?
Yeah, that's right. I was banned off YouTube for simply highlighting the unusual amount of excess deaths in Australia after the COVID period. Best place to find my work is on X at Aussie Cossack, or on Telegram, Aussie Cossack. It was a great community on YouTube, but platforms like YouTube, platforms like Facebook, this is already past. This is history. They've dug themselves into a hole. Unfortunately, they still enjoy a strong market share, but the largest rapidly growing platform on the world, X, and Telegram, let's hope the government doesn't shut those platforms down, because that's all that remains. We'll be able to get the word out, and each one of us should follow in Assange's footsteps in exposing the lies of the government and exposing their corruption and their evil methods. If we care about humanity, if we care about our children, we've got to think about what world will we leave to our children and our grandchildren. It's a very scary world that's getting worse, and in that regard, the next few months should be very interesting to see how much we as a people, as an international community, and your predominantly U.S. audience, as the voters in the U.S. presidential election, how much leverage have they got before the next U.S. president? If people want things done, if they want Assange to be freed, it's got to be right now. It's got to be before the U.S. election for a decision to be made imminently. Otherwise, we just risk losing more years of Julian's life. And he's not getting older. He's not getting younger. He's getting older. And it's getting very, very difficult, in fact. Being myself holed up in a Russian consulate for such a long time, awaiting a decision on, for example, a prisoner exchange deal. And I would love to exchange myself with, for example, Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter. He's a U.S. citizen. He was arrested in Russia on espionage charges. I'm sure the Russians would release him. And the Wall Street Journal, if they care about their journalists, let's talk about exchanges, because there are plenty of people who could benefit from exchange deals. With Assange, he's such a high-value person, I don't think they would exchange him. It would take a lot more. So fingers crossed, and we can only hope that Assange will be home soon.
Well, your story is great. Your coverage is great as well. We thank you for joining us today, Simeon Boykov, the Aussie Cossack. Keep up the great work, and we'll be praying for you as well.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to join you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, I'm going to give out the phone number. We're going to do about half an hour of phone calls on this hot topic of abortion.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC.
They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.